the party membership doesn't have any influence whatsoever on a party platform. This is actually done by the elites. And where Dana Brazil comes into place, as you are probably familiar with the Debbie Wasserman, she was a chairwoman of the DNC that was basically fired, or she resigned over the WikiLeaks revelations that the whole political business against Bernie Sanders was rigged.
Yep.
And she took over. But she has presented some really interesting revelations from the inside out. Basically,
so are you talking about Debbie Wasserman now? No,
I'm talking about Dana Brazil. Debbie Wasserman is hopefully on the garbage heap of history. but, you know, that's a completely different story.
So what was her role? Was she like the administrator, or what was she?
Yes.
Yeah.
Chairwoman.
Yeah. And what is or was Dana Brazil's role?
Well, Brazil was called in to replace her
because of
the disgraceful exit of Debbie Wasserman with the revelation of the WikiLeaks, quote-unquote, Russian hacking, which actually never happened. But what happened was she came in and she basically found herself, according to her book, her hands were tied. The reason, as usually with Clintons or anybody else for that matter, it's always about the money. So when she came in, she found out the DNC was $2 million in red. The DNC has become basically a money laundering operation to the degree where it was almost like a political payback bank where, you know, the way the U.S. system works, usually the party chambership, it's usually kind of put in a very low mode after the general elections for another 2 or 3 years, and it gets revved up again because of the general elections. So it's sort of like, you know, you have a core activists or core people who work there, and then they hire a lot of people depending on, you know, on the schedules of the different races, state races, usually state and federal races. What has happened was different than before is that the membership of the party actually has increased since Obama's win in 2012 because Obama put a lot of his own cronies, lawyers, consultants, you know, fundraisers, you name it, on the payroll of the DNC. And instead of getting rid of those people because their services were no longer needed, they were kept on. So they were getting paid from DNC's funds.
Okay, there was a problem that the DNC was getting bankrupt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think personally that this was done on purpose because when Debbie Wasserman Schultz was fired and Dana came in, the situation on the most pivotal issue was survival. Basically, where's the money going to come from? And that's where Hillary comes in and says, well, I'm going to fundraise money for you. We have, you know, we can do stuff together, but I've got to be in control of everything. I mean, everything.
So it's a bit like Greece, basically. The Clinton Foundation bailed out the Democratic Party, but took over control.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. It's almost identical operation from Clinton Foundation business in Haiti, when there was a huge earthquake several years back, and how they also took, it's almost mirrors the whole operation. But it's really more damning situation about this is that US media doesn't want to touch this issue because it's very sensitive. But the fundamental issue is this became sort of a funneling money mechanism from the Democratic Party into the Clinton camp. Because what happened was, yes, they did fundraise the money, and they did take over the control, but the fundraising money, which was supposed to been done for the DNC's role to go ahead and basically gather the money and help everybody who's running the local districts, they was completely cut off. It's got to the point where there was Alabama Democratic delegation was complaining. I was just listening to it like the other day, that during the races, they got actually 10% of the money they asked for. For like say voter registration drives and for the really basic stuff.
So where did the money go to? Was it used to just pay the ongoing or the daily operating costs of the whole system with all the staffing?
Well, the money went to the vacuum cleaner called the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They basically sucked everything out. So she basically became a decider. Almost use the George W. Bush term, who's getting what. She became a decider. So if you were on Hillary Clinton, you were getting paid. If you were not, or you had some kind of problems because your, you know, loyalties were a little bit divided on the Bernie Sanders side, you get nothing. So okay. Basically,
but I thought, you know, how does that work with the Clinton Foundation? Because what is it officially? Is it a charity organization or is it a political?
It is a charity organization, 301C, if I remember correctly, the classification.
But how can a charity organization invest money in a political party?
Modus operandi was identical, because what happens is Clinton Foundation is basically also a fundraising arm where it's supposed to do good for certain things. However, you know, Hillary is a very collected person to the degree where she was spearheading a TTP and TTIP process under the quote-unquote first half of the Obama administration tenure, where she basically would go to a lot of different countries. And actually, I've heard some really interesting comments from someone who was at the Jakarta negotiating that Hillary came as a Secretary of State, negotiating with the Indonesian government. She was actually personally threatening the people she was negotiating with. I mean, got to the, you know, I know someone who was in the room when that happened.
Yeah, that's an interesting topic. So, but what has that got to do with the Clinton Foundation? Did she do that
it's with Clinton's, everything's intertwined. So the modus operandi, put it this way, what Clinton Foundation has done was refine the process of political corruption to degree where we would fundraise and give some kind of degree of unspecified favors in return. And this was so refined to the degree where this became automatically a modus operandi to the Clinton election effort. And the same people from both foundations were also percolating to the to Hillary Clinton's electioneering program. So it's basically the same modus operandi. You know, it's gotten to the point where Dana Brazil was giving an interview a couple of days ago, and she actually called Hillary Clinton group a cult. I mean, this is a really strong word to use.
Yes, and what's the background of Dana Brazil? Because I heard somewhere mentioned, well, it's just like the internal typical Democratic Party politics. It's not...
Well, she is.
She's the mainstream as well.
Well, she's a hack, like, you know, everybody else there is. But I think she came out swinging with her book because I think she feels angry and she feels betrayed. I can give credit to Dana Brazil to come out and basically say on the inside how things have happened. But on the other hand, I really don't have much sympathy for her because, you know, right now it's basically crying over spilled milk. If she couldn't come over then as those things were happening, I would call her courageous. I would call her incredibly great person caring for democracy. But after this whole thing's all said and done, it's basically, you know, what can, you know, it's sort of, it's literally immaterial. You can't really turn the river back now.
Yeah, well, is it not relevant? I mean, because of course mistakes have been made. This could be an incentive to change things, but you're saying, what's happening?
A lot of progressive in America think that way. I disagree because, you know, we have had this hope and change business going on for maybe, you know, 12 years now. And, you know, even starting at the end of the George W. Bush administration. And to be honest with you, nothing changes. Because ultimately, if you want to have a change in the system, the only way to change anything, and I'm not talking about Democrats, Republicans, just about the whole political landscape here, is to take the money out of the politics. And the money isn't a politics. Politics is money here. So frankly speaking, no matter how much there is a quote-unquote political infighting within Democrats, people who control the place have the money, have access to a lot of corporate money. So unless there's any kind of money on the table taken out, nothing's going to change. Sure, there will be a lot of cosmetic change rhetoric, but I am very negative, and I think it's all smoke and mirrors.
And where should we place Bernie Sanders now? Well, for a start, he wasn't really member of the Democratic Party, so but he, of course, he's been the engine or catalyst of some of the change, because the platform that was voted last year was, well, what I heard, it was quite progressive compared to what it was before.
Maybe I'm a little bit old and cynical talking about our political system, but on the other hand, you know, I maybe get a little bit philosophical on this point. I'm really careful to say if Bernie would have won, I'm pretty sure it would have been better than current guy. But to be honest with you, I'm looking at the influence of the deep state, so-called deep state. And I'll give you an example. Look what happened in Greece. Syriza came to power on a great hope, on a great promises, and they wound up implementing as neoliberal plan as anybody could have, as right wing could have been in power anyway. So our political system set up way where the whole economy, politics, geopolitics being put on one set of rails and goes one directions. So it doesn't really matter who's at the power, as far as personnel, even party is concerned. This is the direction. It's almost like driving a train, basically. You think, oh, I'll take you somewhere else, but these are the rails, and you are very limited to what the rails are on.
Okay,
So in a way,
but that's
maybe.
the analysis on a very high level, but more concrete with what's happening within the Democratic Party and the leadership and what is Bernie Sanders' role? Is he out of that system because he was going to start his own movement, or he started that? But does that
Well, the rumors.
have any impact now on the?
Well, the rumors are that Bernie's going to basically get together for another 4 years. But you also have to remember
Because
Bernie's
sometimes
George.
people on the left, they refer to Corbyn, Bernie Sanders as the signs of
Yeah.
hope. You see, okay, and you know there's the deep state, yes, but more concrete here, is that going to end up nowhere?
There are two things which go against Sanders. First of all, he's Jewish, which a lot of people in position of power might not like, and it just there's still pretty certain
But
element of
so is the
anti-Semitism.
daughter of the current president.
Yeah, but it's a different story though.
But she's
It's
still
a
Jewish.
second, third degree. A second issue is with Bernie's age, because the rumors are one of the things that defeated the Clinton campaign as well was her rumors about her health. So these are the two things which are actually being held against Bernie, which will be held against
But
Bernie. Not
he's
important.
probably marginally younger than or the same age as Trump, no?
Yeah, but it's the way the politics work. It's they be The more politics become personalized, like it happens in this current election cycle, the more it's become more of a reflection of a lack of inspiration, a lack of alternative for our political system. So if we are going to the age of really discussing age, somebody's behavior or someone's religious background, for example, then it shows how bankrupt the system really is, because you really cannot argue the system on the platform. You cannot really argue the system on the basis of what re it really represents. No? So this is sort of like a, so maybe this is maybe like paraphrase most like an inverted version of Francis Fukuyama end of history in a way. Although his end of history was more optimistic with democracy will rule and everything else. It's completely opposite, but it is some kind of end of history in a way. So maybe the count comes along that way too, in a way. So it's sad to see it like this, but I'm a keen observer. I write a lot of stuff and I read a lot of stuff, and I talk to people from all walks of life because of my work all the time in the government, outside of the government, what have you. And I am not very optimistic on this. So whether Bernie will get a shot, yes. That's another possibility as well. However, whether he's we have to make a difference, I don't know. I hope he would. I just hope that it's not going to turn out like Syriza in Greece.